www.blogtalkradio.com today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
As promised, I pulled up that CBS News report, one of many. DHS sets guidelines for possible swine flu quarantine. That's got the executive order 13,375 for forced inoculation, forced quarantine, for those of you living in denial out there. Also, I was mixing up two different issues of inflation and unemployment, but both those numbers are cooked. Depending on which brokerage firm you look at, and other groups that actually look at real inflation, real unemployment, the government numbers will tell you real unemployment's at 9.8%, and they'll tell you inflation's at 6%. But the private firms and folks out there say that inflation, depending on what you're looking at, but the overall average, is over 15%, and unemployment is already over 20%. So there you have it. The point is they are manipulating those numbers. Now, the state of Michigan officially says they're at 12.5, Rhode Island 11.4, South Carolina 10.9, Oregon 10.9, California 10.6, North Carolina 10.3, Nevada 10.2. But the feds have those with an even lower unemployment. So the feds and the states don't even agree. Depression era level unemployment was only over 20%. So we're now in depression level. And this whole carbon tax and this giant new federal power for every federal agency to, at their own will, write up new regulations with force of law to regulate all carbon. Taxes on fireplaces, outdoor heating systems like space heaters or those butane or propane tank heaters that they have outside in the winter at restaurants. Taxes, what kind of light bulbs, what kind of toilets. Water footprint taxes, not just your carbon footprint. I'm going to go over that coming up because the House of Representatives passed this without letting the Congress read the bill. I mean, it just gets more and more incredible by the minute, so that is coming up. And then I want to go over the total takeover, the carbon takeover, the banking takeover, the water takeover, the police state takeover, the gun grab takeover. The attack on free speech, that takeover that's happening. The House has passed the hate crimes bill and slipped in similar language. Similar language to the Cyberbullying Act, saying if the government decides what a talk show host or somebody on the Internet says might have hurt someone's feelings or encouraged someone to carry out violence, then you are held responsible. Thought crime into the First Amendment. It's passed the House. Folks, it's all happening. They got bills to outright ban almost every gun out there. Introduced, racing through the House. They got bills for the federal government to give all its power over to the private Federal Reserve to control anything that, quote, affects the economy, from a restaurant to a car dealership. It's all happening. I am speechless. And then the public's going through this like it's a dream, like it's not happening, or like the government's going to fix it and make it all go away. No, offshore corporations are going to suck us dry. All right, let's go to a bunch of calls quickly. Make your point. I'm moving to the next person because I got to get into all this, but I also want to hear from you. George in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, no king but King Jesus.
Well, that's hate crime right there, but go ahead.
Yes. You know, the thing is, I'm ready to start a little project because, you know, with the bankers, with the Federal Reserve System and the IRS, I mean, we pretty much rattled those institutions, but I'm going after the U.S. Senate because of the 17th Amendment, because I really see them as the gatekeepers for the bankers.
That's right. Until in 1913, the private IRS took over, the private Federal Reserve took over, the IRS collects for them, and before the state legislatures would vote and appoint the senator, so the senator was a creature of the state. And that's another huge reversal of liberty. We need to repeal the 17th Amendment. Very well said.
Well, I really think we've got to pressure our legislatures to pressure our U.S. senators either by grand juries or recalling them because, These U.S. senators are entrenched in...
They are openly bought and paid for by offshore banks. Openly paid for. They've had the head Democratic senator and the head Democratic congressman have openly said in Politico and ABC News that the foreign banks, quote, rule America. Banks, in fact, Google that. I want to, and I want you to come on air with a headline, Jaron. Top Democrats say banks rule America. I know there's a Politico, ABC News, and a bunch of others, but I want the people to hear it. I'm not just saying this. There's been a corporate coup d'etat. Northcom openly says they're setting up martial law. The head of the Naval War College, Thomas Barnett, goes on C-SPAN and says the military works for Wall Street. We've been conquered. They want your private property. Brace for a bunch of Madoff-type SNL scammers to take everything you got backed up with paramilitary forces that are brainwashed. Heaven help us. The cops are ready to eat their own guts and ask for seconds. They're paramilitary. They're ready to wage war on us. And they're no longer peace officers. We're getting hit and hit hard. They're not going to stop. This is only the beginning. And the average cop isn't bad. They're part of a sicko system. The whole country's going to hell. The public's a bunch of jellyfish. Just heaven help us. Cops, you're basically cutting off your own nose to spite your face. You need to understand you're part of tyranny. So are all you bureaucrats. But people call in going, I don't have a choice. It's the only job I got. I'm going to tell you about it later. Let's go to more calls. Let's talk to Paul in Australia. Paul in Australia, you're on the air. Then Garrett and others. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Alex. How you doing, mate?
Good. You've got the climate cops there as well. They're hitting you, and they already took your guns.
Oh, it's true. And the guy from Tasmania, you know, shut up just a couple of people, and it's like, oh, well, we're going to take everybody's gun now for Australia.
And they're taking your private property and carbon taxing you, and how do you like it?
Not too well.
What's on your mind today from the land down under?
Yes, Alex. I was wondering about the color. It's a little bit old, but the colorblind shooting. I've been trying to find a documentary, and I can't recall if you've ever made one. I was doing a Wikipedia search on you, and I couldn't find a colorblind documentary.
I haven't made a film on Columbine, but I have a short blurb in my film Road to Tyranny. The Rocky Mountain Daily News. The Denver Post reported that police shot at least three of the children inside. All the witnesses said there were four men in black uniforms. They're planting, 126 giant propane bombs. The school was more than half empty. Harris and Kleibold's parents both worked for secret projects in black ops. When they showed up at the school, bombs were already detonating. It was a total black op inside job. Just like the Russians had been caught, they'll go in and shoot a bunch of people in the building. The special forces pull out the back. Special forces out front fire into the building. And then all the kids know is men in black uniforms were there shooting them. Then that's used as a way to crack down on Chechnya in that case. I mean, the theater siege in Moscow was staged as well. This is how they do it.
It's like I watched you for the first time ever, the Waco documentary you made.
Yes.
Waco, Texas.
Yes, Delta Force slaughtering everybody. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and it reminds me exactly what just happened. I mean, not just what happened, but like in Columbine. It seems like the exact same type of people.
Yeah, the feds go in, shoot and kill everybody on video, on FLIR, shooting everybody as they try to run, tanks running over people's bodies, and they tell the slaves on TV that they all killed themselves.
Exactly. Oh, thank you very much.
By the way, it came out in Congress. The Delta Force admits they went in and slaughtered everybody.
My goodness.
Yeah, the head of the Army right now, Shoemaker, commanded it. He was the head at Fort Hood at the time.
Oh, man. It's a wicked world.
Well, I mean, if they're going to kill all those kids, they might as well just admit it. Anything else going on from Australia?
Nah, that's a lot. Thank you, Alex.
Hey, I hear folks are starting to wake up to the tyranny in Australia.
Yes, they are, each and every day.
Well done. Keep it up. We don't have a choice. All we can do is stand up and fight. You know, as serious and as crazy as things are, the globalists can steer and manipulate society, and they can dominate it, but they can't control everything. It's like whack-a-mole. You ever played that game at the arcade where little moles pop up and you got the big mallet trying to knock them down? Well, as we stand up and speak out and say no to their tyranny, it's like millions of moles popping up. They can't get us all. And just, hey, we're about to audit the Fed. The Fed panicked this week and said the whole country will shut down and they'll go bankrupt if we audit them because they admittedly have stolen trillions. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more calls from around the country and the world. and I'll break down the total globalist takeover. Stay with us.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, at the start of the next segment, I'm going to break down the complete and total takeover of society. And my point is, it's now happening. All the tyranny, all the corruption, all the federalization, all the bureaucracy getting in your life, all the anti-terror systems being set up, they're openly admitting it's for the American people. They're openly saying they're going to bankrupt and take everything you've got. They're openly saying that there is going to be absolutely no freedom and no Bill of Rights. And all the legislation is introduced and passing every week, and it's all racing through. They've passed hate crimes bill in the House, now in the Senate, which openly says there's no free speech. We have these stories linked right now up on InfoWars.com with the bills where it says no free speech. The government will arrest you. Forget fairness doctrine. The Cyberbullying Act, all of it, the hate crime bill. Ladies and gentlemen, it is happening, and it's just stunning. It's even shocking me at how fast it's moving. We have got to get mad and get angry. The system has decided to just totally rob everybody and to go ahead and set up a police state and go for broke. And we'll be just like Mexico. You know, don't think it can't happen here. It is happening. And acting like chumps and living in denial is what is encouraging these criminals to go hog wild. They've also committed so many crimes, they've got to go for broke now, or they know they'll get prosecuted. It's all a bunch of Madoffs, folks, but they've got uniforms, they've got, you know, big government seals behind them, and God help us. Garrett in Mississippi, you're on the air. Garrett, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, but I saw him pass a 1,300-plus page bill that nobody was allowed to read, and I saw them asking the speaker, may we please read it, and I got her on video saying no.
Well, Alex, I've been trying to get a hope, get through to your show this week to get a message that's on my mind. And this is directed to all the Joe Sixpacks out there. It's time to act now. This is a critical juncture in history, okay? Alex, I've been talking to you for 11 years, seems like, about. I've been in the Patriot / Militia movement since about 2000. And I've seen it when a Democrat's in office, it's the membership and the involvement goes up, and then the Republicans come in, and then the people go back to sleep, and they don't care anymore. But this is, I've been trying for, since the Paul campaign, to break the left-right paradigm. And it's working, and it's very encouraging. Look, one thing I've done, Alex, a lot of people's been receptive to, I wrote an 8-page Word document on basic preparations, just the simple stuff, and cited different works out there with more details. But, you know, people need to be getting ready. Money means nothing. If you have money now, you need to be investing in things out, especially the yuppies out there of our generation, Alex. People with money in the bank need to be liquidating. They need to be buying weapons. They need to be buying ammunition.
Well, you know what? People are. And
oh,
that's
yeah.
Because they know.
Yeah.
But listen, Obama keeps saying there's no gun bills. They've got bills to completely ban everything. They've got a bill, as you know, we've given the bill number out, where the attorney general can ban any or all guns at his discretion. And the attorney general has argued in federal court in the case last year in D.C., that he wants to ban all guns and no citizens can own guns, and the White House chief of staff has done it. And in the carbon tax takeover bill, and I appreciate your call, sir. People should get prepared. In the carbon tax bill, it funds the youth brigades. And it says that these new federal bureaucracies have unlimited power. See, used to they'd pass a bill, and it would say something like a felon can't own a gun. Or it would say, you got to have an incident check, but it's not a registration. Now they just, yeah, it's really a registration, and yeah, you don't have to be a felon. We're just going to decide or not, no judge or jury, whether you can own a gun or not. That's the no-fly, no-buy act. And they got these bills where the attorney general can decide whether you can own a gun or not, and he's saying he's going to ban almost all guns, except for single shots. I mean, folks, it's happening. Do you understand? It's really happening. They've got a bill, the Clean Water Restoration Act, that says all land in the U.S. will now be federalized. Because if you read it, it says total federal jurisdiction, no judge, no jury, no warrant. Just like game wardens, they'll come on your property without warrants. If there's even water below ground, all land has water below ground. Even the desert. They're saying, I mean, total, you know how they treat the states where it's, you know, half federal? They treat you like scum, folks. This is slavery. God help us. Danielle in Georgia, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hello?
Hi, Danielle. Welcome.
Oh, okay. Hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Hi, Alex Jones. I have something to tell you. Right quick. I'll try to make it quick. My mom, she took my sisters to their appointment to catch up with their shots so they can go to school. One of my sisters are 13. The other one's 15. And... And their doctor told my mom about this shot to prevent cervical cancer.
Gardasil that kills girls better than a hammer.
Exactly. And I wanted, let me finish with this. And my mom was asking, you know, she was interested to say what type of side effects that they will go through. And she said, and the doctor said nothing major, just a little swelling and a little bruising. And my mom said, well, before you give them that shot, I would like to look into the information about that shot further. The doctor told her, this is what my mom told me, the doctor told her that it's for your, this is for their own good, and if they don't take the shot now, they will have to take it on their next appointment.
Where do you live?
I live in Georgia. My mom lives in Florida.
Well, you know, Georgia and places is where they've carried out a lot of the eugenics, but ma'am, let me be clear with you. Only one state mandated mandatory Gardasil injections, and that's not even the law. The governor said he put it on his list of policies to tell people it's mandatory, but there's no law, and there's a waiver to get around the school policy. You've got to demand it. So there's no law in Georgia. There's no law anywhere, not even Texas. And so these doctors are on power trips, and they lie and tell you it's the law. Did she submit? Did she shoot him up?
Yes, they did. I mean, my mom lives in Tampa, and my sisters do as well. It took place in Tampa when they went to their place.
Well, you know there's three shots. Well, you need to go
they
to...
They gave them, like, all together, like, five or six.
You're not supposed to do that. Look.
And they also gave her a hepatitis shot. They treated my mom like she was some criminal. I mean, that's what my mom said. She thought she was being interrogated.
No, no, no. Ma'am, they're used to cornering people, beating people up in Nazi Germany, in Soviet Russia, and in eugenics America, where they sterilized 500,000-plus women up until the 1980s. That's how they do it. They bully you into submission. Now, explain to your mother. They gave them other shots. They only gave them one of the Gardasil that day. She doesn't have to take the other two shots, but all you got to do
they
is...
They gave them all of that shot. They already... It already happened. They gave them, like, six shots.
Ma'am, you're not listening. You're not listening to me, and that's why...
I'm sorry.
That's why they're going to hit you and hit you hard. They don't have the right to cut the uterus out of the girls, and they don't have the right to shoot them up with that. But did you know they used to come in and cut women's uteruses out or tie their tubes and tell them it was the law, too? And they get these ignorant women cornered, and they do it. They give them their little girls to have them chopped open. The government isn't allowed to chop your uterus out, and they're not allowed to forcibly inject you. They're liars. Now, ma'am, I want to explain something to you.
Okay.
They gave them other school shots in the first round of Gardasil.
Okay.
Do you understand me?
I'm listening.
Put her on hold. I'm not mad at this woman, and I'm glad she called. It makes me very upset that this government's so criminal and lies to everybody, and scumbag, power-tripping, filth doctors who were told by the AMA for liability protection, they got to lie and tell you got to take these shots. If you're for the shots, it's still not the law.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
All right, Danielle, I'm going to go back to you in a minute, and I'm going to hit my big news today. Jaron, go ahead and bring it in. During that three-minute break, we printed 5 mainstream news stories. I'm going to read these to you right now. Mail Online. Alert over jab for girls as two die following cervical cancer vaccination. That was just in trials in Europe. There's hundreds of these articles. The way they report on it is death here, death there. Hundreds dead and thousands having autoimmune diseases. It is a live cancer virus. On the insert for Gardasil, it says it doesn't even protect you from cervical cancer. There are over 350 variants of it, and studies are out that having that virus then gives you more than a 70% reduction in not getting a whole class of fast-acting cancers. It's a buffer. Eh, you won't believe it until you all die of cancer. Fine. Look, folks, a few decades ago, it was 5 or 6 vaccines they said were mandatory, and they'd lie about it and say it was. Then it was 30, now 40, now 50, now 60. These companies come in and lobby government, and they force you to take it. The same companies like Merck that gave you Vioxx. Bayer that knowingly shipped HIV and hepatitis out in Factor VIII. Don't roll your eyes at me. Google it. During the break, we Googled Gardasil deaths. Thousands of articles. Here's another one. New York Daily News. My girl died as guinea pig for Gardasil. Ladies and gentlemen, Merck knew they had a vaccine 3 years ago in trials. I had doctors and scientists on that had killed a bunch of people in the trials. Just like they knew in 1981 that Prozac caused a 15 times fold increase in suicide in their tiny trials. And they covered it up, and now they have to put on the insert it makes you kill people. And yourself. That's now on the insert. No more sucking your thumb and denying. Now, they knew they had a bad drug that had cost them billions of dollars, but when they pay off a governor like Rick Perry, and it came out that they gave his campaign and everybody else who voted for it in the legislature, big scandal, when he makes it mandatory, quote, mandatory that schools try to push it on you, puts it on the mandatory list, then federal money for vaccine damage kicks in so they can dump it on the market, just like Bayer dumped Factor VIII on the market full of HIV. Just Google Factor VIII AIDS. Don't you deny me. Your family depends on this. Your children depend on this, listeners. My girl died as a guinea pig. You know, go put Gardasil deaths in on YouTube and watch all the local newscasts. Nationally, they won't put it on TV, but you'll see the girls, blood pouring out their eyes, their mouths, every orifice. It's like an Ebola death. Hell, don't believe me. Go ahead and murder your daughters. Maybe after your daughter dies, you'll listen to me. Go ahead, murder them. Or maybe after they're paralyzed in the hospital a few months. A lot of times they have a convulsion that night. You take them back to the doctor and they go, oh, the vaccine didn't do it. I don't have any liability. These pimp doctors get $900 for the shots. That's why they tell people on Medicare and Medicaid it's the law they got to take it, because they know they're getting a big piece of it. Those pimp doctors are getting about $300 cash. They can go buy hookers with that. They can go buy drugs with that. They can go buy golf course fees with that. You think they care about you? I'm sick of it. I'm not living in the middle of this eugenics pit anymore. Look at this. Let me tell you how evil the government is. New York Daily News admits they grab little black kids, CPS does, from their kids and test pesticides on them, chained down over 3 months till the black kid dies. That's your government. They take little kids and radiate them to death and poison them. This government is completely criminal. I'm risking my life bringing you this info. They don't control everything. See, that's why I'm on the radio. They can just sit there carrying out their evil and nobody prosecutes them. Here's another one. You think I'm joking? This is out of The Australian, biggest newspaper in Australia. It's also ABC News. Vioxx maker Merck and co. drew up doctor hit list. And it says doctors to be, quote, liquidated. And guess what? It just so turns out we did a database search. A bunch of doctors that were critical of them got their heads blown off. Oh, yeah, they really care about you and your family. Now, ma'am, I blew up at you because I'm worried about your family. I get angry, and I'm going to go to her in a minute, but I'm trying to explain this to you. The women, most of the women that die taking the Merck shot, take the second or third shot. I know you're saying they already got five. No, they got other IQ reducers and cancer implantation operations put in them through the compartmentalized idiot that was lying saying take the shots. Okay? They haven't gotten the other two shots yet unless they've been back. That doctor needs to have complaints filed on them. That doctor, listen, for anybody that didn't believe me about this, I had the state's attorney on from Maryland a year and a half ago. It's up on YouTube. Because I saw him on CNN with drug dogs barking at children, 2,000 children lined up outside being forcibly injected in front of the courthouse in St. George County, Maryland. And I saw them there crying, saying, I don't want to take it, but it's the law, and crying. And I call him up, and I get him on, and I go, sir, you know there's a waiver for that. There's no law. It's a waiver for a regulation, so it's color law. And he laughed on air and said, yeah, I don't even vaccinate my own kids. And I said, but you and the judge told them all, and the news told them it was the law. And he just said, well, look, there were waivers available. And I said, no, you were on the news saying it was mandatory. This is what these people do, is they can wear a suit and be fancy and have people kiss their butt in some courthouse. It's all about fake baloney. Well, I don't care about fake baloney. I'm going to tell the truth. Now, who's turned the mic on? You were talking about, Paul Hartman was talking about, talking to the doctor about his daughter and son, and the doctor told him the truth. They said, it's the law. I got to push him on you. But no, I don't even carry him in this office. See, the good news is we're starting to win this fight. When I had my first child, they tried to act like I was a cult member and talk to me weird. When I had my third child a year ago, they were like, yeah, none of us take them now. Yeah, we know it's killing everybody, but we're not allowed to talk about it. Yeah. We just have to ask you. Don't take them. I don't take them. I didn't vaccinate my kids. I agree. You know, the nurses now, see, they now, because they see enough people flopping around on the floor, blood pouring out, when the black op gets run. And see, everybody just covers it up, and it's, well, there's a federal fund, pays that off, you know. That's how it is. Hoosh, go ahead. Tell folks what they said to you.
I just called up this pediatrician that I found just because I knew my present pediatrician probably was going to pressure me into vaccinating my son.
Yeah, they'll lie to you. They're scum.
I called her and wanted to get her stance on it. She just told me that she's required by law to offer them to me and suggest that I do it. But she says that she doesn't even carry them in her office because they go bad too quick, and that she won't pressure me into vaccinating.
There is no law to take them. You saw the mainstream news articles in Bloomberg about them mixing weaponized bird flu with the vaccines, and then they shipped it out and won't say what happened, and suddenly this new virus pops up, and they're saying they're getting ready for martial law in the fall. Whose comments on that?
It's just crazy, man. Something looks real shisty.
You work in this office. You know, I hired you because you were a board op up here at KLBJ and you worked at KI, too, in TV. You didn't believe a lot of the stuff when I first hired you. You've now seen me do the show. Now, is everything I talk about documented, even mainstream?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're kind of in disbelief until you see it. And even
I've got ABC News and The Australian with Vioxx maker Merck drew up Dr. Hit List.
It's like that one dude said, hidden in plain view, right?
Isn't it's totally everything. Exactly. That, listen, folks, I can pull up New York Daily News, and then I had the local families on, because social workers finally said we can't be part of this, where they would go grab little black kids and take them and chain them down and test pesticides on them and murder them. They murder children. I would be a weirdo if I wasn't upset about this. Folks, even if you're for vaccines, just find out there's no law, you got to take them, and then ask yourself why the news gets up and says it's the law. This is all color of law. It's just like even if you're for the global warming tax and you want to pay $2,800 a year just to start and you want all the jobs shut down and you think it's great, they didn't let Congress read it. Now, Danielle, I'm sorry. Now I haven't even covered the big news I said I would, but I'll do that in the final segment. The lines have been loaded the whole show, but... You know, this gets to me because I know they're a pack of liars. I know the cops are shooting themselves up. I mean, when I say they put cancer viruses in vaccines, it's been found everywhere. But does that answer your question, Danielle?
Yes. I read some articles about that Gardasil thing, and there are a couple of girls that died and were in critical condition.
Not a couple. No. The media does that as a tactic. I read that in an Army psych warfare document, British Army document from the 40s. When they're killing thousands, they'll only tell you about a couple of them. That creates the illusion it's only a few. Ma'am, it's mass death. It's not a couple.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know why I rant and rave? Because I know we're trapped. I know there's a scientific dictatorship. I know they're murdering us at will. I've got that video at the office of all those kids lined up crying with police in riot gear with dogs barking, saying it's the law as they cry and inject them. And then we had news reporters there that I've interviewed who had video cameras, and the cops would come over and say, turn your cameras off. The government's just basically broken us. They've trained us to be slaves. They've trained us to put up with anything. I know we got Dan, Chris. We got people in Toronto, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Mass. I'm not going to be able to take your calls. Call me back tomorrow or next week, as I promise to break down the total takeover of society. I need to do that now here in the final segment. But I just told you how the Gardasil's killing a lot of people that are taking it. Because it's a live cancer virus, and it's causing a serious autoimmune inflammation on the brain. And you know, I've seen the autopsy photos of these girls. I mean, it's just, it doesn't matter. You just, I guess, go ahead and kill your daughter or hurt her real bad when she's paralyzed. I've had a lot of people write me and call me, and they'll call the office crying, going, my God, my daughter's paralyzed now. She had a stroke after she took it. Look, I'm sorry. I get to be called a kook and attacked by the media for reading mainstream government documents. I mean, you know, it's black ops. It's soft kill weapons, and they're not going to stop. And they're getting ready with this new flu they're going to hype up in the fall to try to forcibly inoculate people. And the good news is they tried to forcibly inoculate all the first responders in 2002 with the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, and now they have the criminal law passed to forcibly inject us, but now they're going to try to implement it. You see, they're domesticating us now, and that's why they're testing their federalization takeover through economic crises, terror crises, and biological crises. And yes, the House of Representatives passed a 13-plus-hundred-page bill that no one was allowed to read. They let one copy be released on the floor 30 minutes before it was going to pass. So Bonner did a House filibuster and then shut it down, and they passed it. It passed by the 8 Republicans that went over. And I gave you their names and numbers last hour, and that's up on Infowars.com. Please call them, their local bastard offices. And, I mean, they are. They're just complete thugs. I mean, you ought to read the bill. Just home inspectors, taxes on all electricity, taxes on all industry cars, no taxes on foreign countries. In fact, billions per foreign nation, Mexico, China, of tax money to pay them to implement it, and then they admit that money's going to go back to the IMF and World Bank in open money laundering. Congressman John Bonner on the Hill newspaper called the climate bill a pile of bleep, and said it's the biggest tax in U.S. history, and that's what it is. But they'll slowly implement it now and just squeeze the daylights out of us. Cap and traders, again, can change vote by July 2nd deadline. We got to get behind calling those people and some of the Democrats. There's another big lie going on. They're saying, oh, we're pulling out of Iraq. They're just pulling out of the cities into the big command bases. and then moving the rest of the troops to Afghanistan. It's another lie there. The point is, the big takeover, everything they haven't been able to pass, the hate bill. We have the hate bill posted up on Infowars.com. And it says word for word, it's passed the House, that if you say something that influences someone to commit a criminal act, or if you say something that may hurt someone's feeling or cause any form of distress, that you will be arrested under a federal felony. Just like the Cyberbullying Act says. It has passed the House. Never before. It is now in the Senate, which is even worse. The climate takeover bill, where the federal government takes over all industry, where their own private board set up by the government can selectively decide who can have a carbon footprint and can't. Taxes on cows, taxes on sheep, taxes on anything that has flatulence. I'm not joking. Taxes on everything. Total control. And they've got all the bills introduced and on the verge of passing. And national compulsory service bills on the verge of passing. The health care takeover. Totally federalizing health care further. Controlling what doctors and nurses do so the feds can order them how to operate. They're already jacked in under their insurance rules, under Medicare and Medicaid, and these federally controlled computers tell them what aid to give, what treatment to give. They openly say they're going to ration care. That's in the bill. Even Bloomberg's reported that, and you tell people and they can't believe it. Everything's happening now. They got an amnesty. Remember the last three times they tried to pass amnesty? They wouldn't allow the bill to be public. They'd say it's a secret bill, but Senator Sessions leaked it, and it was more than amnesty. It said they'd allow felons to stay, or they signed a pledge to not commit felonies. And they could bring unlimited members of their family members here, and unlimited worker visas for skilled workers. Well, now, again, they're not letting people see the bill, but we've seen earlier versions, and that bill's introduced. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it is coming down. It is going on. This carbon bill will completely shut down what's left of industry. It's all about artificial scarcity. By the government putting taxes on all production and all carbon activity, when we're carbon-based life forms, when carbon is one-fourth of the entire life cycle, water, sunlight, oxygen, and air, it's a tax on the key building block of life. You exhale carbon. Plants breathe it. Animals and plants. It's the carbon cycle. Google the carbon cycle and then click Google Images and look at the basic university or high school biology overlays and look at the life cycle and realize what they've done. It's a tax on breathing. And Nancy Pelosi said in speeches, it will chronicle and tax everything you do and track everything you do. Your national ID card with the world sales tax, when you scan it, will track and trace everything you buy, sell, and do. This is official policy. They've openly got City Year and Year Up and all these ads on TV with people in blue and gray uniforms that say environmental police with these buck-toothed, zit-faced teenagers who have no future, no jobs, red and black uniforms for City Year, marching and doing military drills on TV. They're running with taxpayer money. Have you noticed the economy's dead now, and the only billboards you see are Click It or Ticket and ads of state police pulling people over and searching their cars, training you, you're a slave, you're bad, the cops are watching you. Have you noticed all the billboards? I mean, it's like, well, it was half of them. Now it's like 80% driving to work today. It's all government ads. See, there's nothing left. There's only the few big top corporate Fortune 50 who own this Fortune 500, and they get all the government contracts and all the major school tuitions and scholarships are all about law enforcement, police, spying, data mining. San Antonio just took the giant former Sony plant, turned it into a huge NSA base. They admit the NSA spying on all everybody's internet from there. And the local newspaper tried to go down there, the San Antonio Current, it's like the Austin Chronicle, and the feds came off base and arrested them and took their film. That isn't about security. It's about letting you, the milk cow, know that you're cow. What's a pimp do? A pimp beats his bitches to let them know that they're slaves and that he's going to take 110% of their money. And the cops are there. They've been told, taser them, beat them, let them know you're the boss. Be rude to the scum. Let them know that we own these women. We're a stable of crack whores with cigarette burns all over us, and the feds just slap us around and say, shut up! Shut up and do what I say, whore! And we say, yes, yes. It's in the amnesty bill that all the crimes of the illegal aliens are waived. Local police all over the country, it's in the news, they admit if they arrest illegals, the judges let them go. Because they want them here to undermine and drop the wages of everybody else. When they're done with them, they'll be treated like slaves too, don't worry. This is a nation going into hardcore scientific slavery. And if you read about the pimp game, you'll understand how the New World Order operates. Everything is how a pimp runs a whore. Everything they do is how a pimp breaks a whore. In fact, do we have Under My Thumb? Can we go out with Rolling Stone, Under My Thumb? Or no, we'll go out with Deep Purple. I doubt we have it. I want to play that because, you know, the change has come. You know, she doesn't look me in the eyes. She's under my thumb. Well, I'm not under your thumb, and I'm not your whore. I'm not going to sit here while you have your way with me, New World Order. If you can't get it, it doesn't matter. Take us out with Deep Purple. Again, it's all happening. They're moving with everything now. The new bank of the world, the biggest one, is the Federal Reserve, is a regional bank of the new bank of the world, announced in the news, that will be over all industry, all banking, anything to do with finance, anything to do that affects the economy. It says the Fed is above it, and no agency of government can oversee them or even question them. And Bernanke was before Congress this week and said Congress has no authority over the over money. When Article 1, Section 8 says only Congress is, that's why they level the money. That's why they create the laws and levy the taxes. These people are incredible. They're out of control. And they've got to be resisted. We've got to stand up against the New World Order and say, I'm not your whore. I'm not your slave. There is no law that you got to take these injections. There's no law you got to drink sodium fluoride that's known to brain damage people. Get fired up, get angry, get great job, crew. We'll see you online at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. This is the fall of the Republic, the rise of the New World Order. We got to bring down the New World Order.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNLive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Bye.